Amy.
Hi, Reginald. How's it going?
Oh, okay. Seen better days, you know how it goes.
Yeah, especially for Mondays too. Everyone can be a
I'm
little,
telling
have a rough
you,
start to their week.
and I better email you, but this one is gonna be hard. You know,
Okay.
I can't do anything with it. I wish I would like to say I can do nothing right now, so if you find out someplace else, great. If you don't find it by end of the month, give me a call and send me over to October's, and I can see if I can do something with October's.
Eric, do you mind just
Because it's
giving
just,
me a little bit of
yeah.
feedback? Like, where is it failing on your guys' model? Is it the balance?
It is the cash flow structure. If you look at the cash flow, hang on one second. Let me open it up with
Now,
you. You can see it. Hang on
I
one
know there
second.
was like a y there was something that you brought to my attention was just that the fact that their September sales went down so significantly.
Yeah. And
Basically,
the
it has
guys
to
are
do
he
with
does
the It has to do
just
with like
buying
the
them, of course.
seasonality, yeah.
Yep. And unfortunately, 64188, they wanted to see something more stable. You know, I
Yeah.
looked at the cash, look at the cash flow. It goes from when it opens up. If it opened up, I stop talking. No. It's let's go. This thing is so slow. How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was good. This is a
Okay.
good friend of ours. It was her 30th birthday, so we got together and celebrated with her, and yeah, just had a good time with some friends in the area. How about
That's good.
yours?
It was good. I just hung out, went to a football game, things like that. So, you know, it's hard. But here's this guy's sales. For example, in the 7th month is 407,000. Then it goes to 682. Then it goes 299. And the CV is not that bad. The only thing about it is the month-ending balance. You know, that month-ending balance of 830. If I can just show another positive, you know, if that was a 1800, 18,000, it'd be no problem at all. It's just that current ending balance where we're at. Because if you look at the cash flow, it's good, you know, but he got that $100,000 on 830, you know, and he started making payments on it, and then the balance is on 830. That's where it's failing right there. So that way, if I have the Octobers, I can probably show that, hey, look at it right here. The Octobers is much better now. Can we move forward with an offer? And then take it to loan committee if I have to. But then I can show that the month-ending balance is strong. But then again, they may say, well, you know, okay, they may just, and you know what I'm saying? Because if you took $100,000 the previous month and your ending balance is only 830, like what's going on there? Because you know, we have to have about $3,000 across the board, you know?
Wait, so you said something about taking 100K previous month. Based on what I'm seeing, I think this customer has had their forward line balance, well before summer even started. I mean, I don't know exactly when they took the loan, but they sent like a statement for their forward line balance, and at the time, they were only paying like let me take a look. Yeah, I'm seeing it as early as like April in their bank accounts. So they've been paying this for a while. They must have gotten, a pretty big advance to begin with for it to only be 100K right now. And then I guess, what the customer is saying about the seasonality of their business is,
Oh,
less
that's
people
definitely a
are,
good one, yeah.
yeah, less people are inclined to buy motorcycles, once it starts getting cold, once it starts going to winter months and stuff. So their sales just aren't going to be picking up at this time of year, unfortunately.
Yeah, if I can get that, you know, October there, you know, I can probably do something, but I try my best to, as long as the ending balance is above. If the most recent month is the ending balance is below the $3,000, that's when it shows like what's going on.
Okay, that
So I
makes
try my
sense.
best if, you know what I'm saying, if I can just on a positive note to say, hey, yeah, September was a bad month, but look at the guy's information now. The sales are consistent. Here we are. The ending balance is up. Can I make an exception? And we try to take it to the loan committee. Then if I got to request more information, I definitely will, you know?
All right, so basically, you just want to see that their ending balance has is over $3,000. Is that correct?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's a negative. It's, you know, 830 right now. So,
okay.
You know, think of this. This is what I think about IOU loans. Tell people IOU loans like this. You're an investor. You buy a loan. You look at everything from the loan from top to bottom. Years in business, where you look at it, business credit, things like that, owner's credit. So you buy a loan for, hey, I'm going to buy this loan. This is a 12-month deal. I'm going to buy the loan for you from IOU.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to buy a loan that has an ending balance of, should be $3,000, should be $830? You know what I'm saying? Just little things like that. That's how I tell people, look at it. You're going to buy this loan. You want a loan that has no blemishes on it.
Right.
So that way you can sleep at night. You don't want to get ending balances on a, you know, he went from a all this money in the bank to only $830 in the bank, you know, ending balance at the end of the month.
Okay.
So that's how you want to look at it. If you look at it like that, then, well, it does make a little bit since then, you're like, yeah, I'm going to buy a loan that has that information on it as well. So at that time, it's a little bit different when you're looking at it like that standpoint, you know?
Okay. Sure, I get that. I will communicate that to the rep and see if we can see what their August, or I mean their October activity looks like.
Awesome. Awesome.
But I do understand your explanation here, so thanks for giving me that. Okay.
All right, dear.
I'll let you know if I can get
tomorrow
anything.
Let me know. I'm here all day tomorrow as well.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, dear. Have a good one, all right?
Mm-hmm, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.